time is 5 a.m. Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater. Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Tonight at 8:30, W2VL repeater system.
Nothing heard. KG2 ESY clear.
net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
WB2C listening. WB2Z.
At 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Up, so I'm not copying you well. Try again.
KC2TJC, how about now? I'm coming in from the eastern input.
Okay, that was a little bit better, so at least it wasn't breaking up, so where are you located now?
I lost track. I think I am in... Oh, okay, I'm in Brentwood.
Yeah, that's kind of the crossover area between between the Glen Oaks repeater and Selden. So, are you heading east or heading west right now?
Yeah, I'm heading east. So I'm going to be better and better, I guess. Since I'm getting closer and closer.
Yeah, that's funny though, but I don't know which direction you're heading in. So I don't know if you're getting closer to Selden or closer to Glen Oaks. And the first part of your transmission was kind of garbled.
I'm heading east. East towards Selden. As a matter of fact, I will be in the area. Is it, in Selden itself? Because Selden is pretty flat. So I'm guessing the antenna is part of a tower configuration somewhere out there?
Yeah, there's actually some hilly areas. I didn't really think about it, but you know, the terminal moraine ended on the island, so you have down the spine of the island, you have high points. So it's kind of up a hill, and then there's towers up there. It is a... I think it is a Selden address, I believe. There's another locality there, and sometimes I think it's referred to as that. But I do believe it's actually a Selden address.
Yeah, on that area you have Mastic, which is Mastic Beach, Selden, Yaphank is a little bit more west, and to the north, I forget, but that's all part of town of Crookhaven there.
Yeah, but Selden is on the north side of it. It's you're talking north of the expressway. I don't remember if Selden goes south of the expressway also, but no, you're talking north of the expressway. And there's another town that's right next to it. I think sometime I've seen the mailing address go there, but it doesn't matter. It is actually Selden, off of Adirondack Drive is the actual street.
Okay, the reason why I was asking is when I'm in the Selden area, and I'm right on Sunrise Highway. So in the Sunrise Highway part of Selden, I didn't realize that Selden went all the way to the 495. Or it might be closer. I can't really tell. I'm not familiar. So using my handheld and DMR, I cannot really get the Selden repeater for DMR. There is one, correct? I heard that there was supposed to be one. Is that correct?
I missed a part of what you said because I was switching microphones, but you were asking if there was supposed to be another repeater, but I don't think Selden is on the South Shore. I don't think it goes that far south. I'm trying to think because Selden is off of exit 62, and 62 when it goes south, you're in Patchogue, I think. But I mean, I could be wrong, but whatever it is, the towers are definitely north of 95 and of 495. And what is it? You're asking if there was supposed to be another repeater down there on the South Shore?
You know what? I made a mistake, a complete mistake. It's Shirley is cut in half by Sunrise Highway. Yeah, Selden, now that I think about it, I think it is by the 495. So that was my incorrect information. But my second question is, does the Selden repeater have another DMR repeater out there? I know there was talk that there was going to be one there.
There is a DMR repeater out there, as well as one in Plainview. And you probably could hit it, I'm not sure. But when you're on the South Shore, you know, Shirley is already exit 68, and we're talking exit 62. So you will get coverage there, but it depends on where you're actually located. But yeah, there should be one in, there's actually one or two apps in Selden.
All right, because today I'm going to be in the Mastic Beach area, not all the way south, but about halfway to the Great South Bay, if they call it the Great South Bay all the way out there. Let's see how I come in.
Yeah, I won't be able to stay with you for that period of time, but I do believe people from Shirley will get into the repeater, but it really depends on your location. If you're not in an area where anything is blocking you out, you should be fine. I'll grab a landline. I'll get back to you as I can. KTKNB.
C to TJC. What do you have planned for today? KC to TJC.
be. You know, we're still copying you. Where are you now?
K2KNB, KC2TJC. I am on. Right now I'm going to pass exit 52 Alpha, North Ocean Avenue, Farmingville, Patchogue.
Yeah, well, you're pretty strong into the repeater, so it's good to know that it's being picked up from that area of Sunrise Highway.
Okay, now as far as DMR, is there a secondary repeater out in Selden, or is that still in the plan?
No, you have one out there. It should be... But do you have the talk groups, the proper talk groups programmed into your DMR radio?
I'm not sure. The code plug that I was given may not have the latest information. Now, there is one person who wrote up all the code plugs. I wonder if he wrote a new one for my model, because I know the same person who used to write them on to a different radio.
Yeah, I can't answer that question for you, but you should have a Limark DMR Selden in there. And I don't know, you know, I don't know who has your code plugs. What radio are you using now?
It's a TYT 380 Tango Yanko Tango 380.
Yeah, I assume that there are people that, you know, could give you the correct code plug for that. Trying to think, you could post it, I guess, on the Limark Reflector. And we'll try to get the information out there. Just trying to think. Yeah, the same person who gave it to you initially might still have it for you, so if you contact them, there's a shot at that.
All right, I'm going to start asking in the afternoon, see if that person's around. I forget his name, but he's very helpful.
I'm not sure. It might have been Jay who was doing the 380s.
You're right, that's him. And last time I spoke to him, he said he moved on to a new TYT, I think. But it does 72 meter and DMR, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, I'm really not sure on that part of it, but basically, yeah, see if you can get hold of him, tell him what you have. See if you can get the code plug. Are you, do you program it yourself, or you need someone to program it for you?
From what I remember, it's not that bad. He sent me the code plug, or I downloaded it from a Dropbox share link, and I downloaded the software for our TYT. And then I just did an import of the code plug, delete, and write to the radio. And that took care of everything.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with the programming, but that sounds about right. So anyway, contact him, and he can probably give you something. Anyway, you still sound good into the repeater, I guess, as you're approaching patch over, passing through 112 somewhere in that area. Anyway, can't stay with you, but when you get out there, you might try a shout just to see if how well you're coming in from the Shirley area. So I'll catch up with you later. KC2TJC, K2KMB, I'll be clear.
K2KMB, KC2TJC, have a great day. Thank you. Houston, JC.
WQVL repeater system.
WB2ROL, really out loud in the mobile.
KD2MDV, Kilo Delta 2, Mike Delta Victor, requesting a radio check, please. KD2MDV, just requesting a radio check.
Well, your radio seems to work fine. A little bit of static in the background, but it's totally readable.
Thank you so much. How about now? Did that static go away? Is it much better right now?
It does sound better. Are you, did you kick up the power a little bit?
Yeah, say that I was in 5 watts and now I'm in 20, 20 watts.
2
we out. Just a faint little background noise, but nothing to complain about. Could be your location, could be the radio or the microphone. You're fine.
And 2 we out.
And 2 you are recognized. KD2KNH, thank you so much, and N2O, go ahead.
Hey guys, there's a problem with the repeater. Repeater sensitivity and or repeater output. So it's not you, it's something in the system. N2O.
And 2EO, KD2MDV. Thank you so much. Yeah, I'll take a note of that, because usually 5 watts is enough from my location to be full quieting into the repeater. Okay, excellent. Thank you so much, KD2MDV.
Okay. How you doing, Charlie?
Well, I'm back to work. Can't complain. But unfortunately, I just pulled into an account, so I'm going to try to do a service call, but maybe I'll catch you when I get out. So for this day, have a good day. It's 73, and maybe I'll catch you later, Richard.
Okay, Charlie. You know, your audio is about half, or whatever, of the other station. I don't know if it's you. I think it's a difference with the... Eastern Lake. Take care, Charlie. We'll see you later. MDV, pick it up, and to you.
Yes, Richard, Katie to MDV. No, I was just requesting a radio check just to make sure it's working. I'm actually at work, so I don't have much time to chat. It's break time, so I decided to give it a shot. Back to you.
All right, you take care. See you later. And I'm only too glad to help. M2EO in Massapequa Park, where the Pequas live.
Thanks, Rich. I'll be monitoring on the site for a little bit. Thanks again for the help. And 2EO, KD2MTV.
Okay, take care. M2EO, Chris.
This is N2ZUC Mobile listening.
N2ZUC, it's KD2FIU George over here. Alright, I'm at the base.
Okay, George. Good morning. It's Ron in beautiful downtown Lynbrook heading into Valley Stream.
Beautiful downtown Lynbrook. Yes. I have friends in Lynbrook. And, it just reminded me, I do have to contact them. I missed them for the holidays. Anyhow, we got 20 degrees over here. Not looking much better. Sunshine looks good, but is not affecting the temperature at all. And, it's January. Can't complain about that.
I said 28 on my display in the dish, but I don't know if that's accurate. Of course, the car was warm, and I just thought to roll again after making a stop, get some groceries.
It's on the list for today. Definitely. Can't figure out where I found the time to work. I'm glad it's that way, though.
What's the latest on the forecast for the snow? 1 to 2 inches tomorrow night?
It's pushed into a couple of phases. Flurries in the afternoon, evening, not adding to much, turning to rain, and then the snow comes in during early Wednesday morning, stays with us through daybreak. Now they're saying a few inches, and it's going to have a little weight to it.
Okay, so it's more than I thought.
These models, these computer models that they have to work with, well, one says it's going out to sea, one says it's going this way and that way, and looks like spaghetti.
And they have to pick one, I guess. But you should know a good day in advance what it's going to be. They've been pretty fairly accurate that way.
Yeah, they're accurate while it's happening. back on the 4th, January 4th, you know, and it's noontime, and I see sideways, coming from the north, completely sideways, 35 miles plus an hour whiteout, and then they announce we have now upgraded it to a blizzard. Well, thank you, I could have told you that by looking out the front window.
Well, as I was saying about the weatherman, he gets paid a lot of money. It doesn't have to be accurate. But close.
Can't complain. Absolutely can't complain. It is there, you know. Our part of the country, we really don't have some of the extremes that the other parts of the country have. You know, although we can experience 0 degrees to 100 degrees and snow or whatever in between, I think of other parts of the country, they get white sometimes. And when, you know, we've chosen a good spot to be in, KD2FIU.
I've been saying that too, N2ZUC, as far as earthquakes and tornadoes. We do get a hurricane once in a blue moon, but other than that, it's not half bad, I guess, compared to the other areas.
I think about that when I talk to people about where I want to be. You know, there's some other places I'd like to be, and they have good seasons, and some of them have really, really, really bad seasons, and I'm trying to think in the back of my mind of years ago, younger, when we as New Yorkers or other people of parts of the country were defining the four seasons of California. I forgot, earthquakes, floods, droughts, fires, something like that.
At least we have winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Yes, but sometimes the change is so rapid that you don't experience the better part of summer. The season goes right into the very hot and the very cold. But this year we actually had some warm days before it got cold. I guess a good setup is snowbirds to go to Florida, but then you can be in Florida and have one of the storms that they got and can be clobbered. So there's no guarantee where you're going to be. It's going to be just toy trick, as they say.
One of my friends in Central Florida, during that past very bad wipeout hurricane that they had, and I text him to, you know, see how it's going, it's all right, and he has three generators. Two he's got to run, one is a backup, and I text him to see how he's doing, and he's going, putting the helmet and the poncho on, need to go out, one of the generators went down. Well, a couple of days later, I'm talking to him. I said, helmet. He goes, yeah. Stuff is flying around so intensely that if you get whacked in the head with it, you're gonna.
It doesn't sound very comforting, that's for sure.
Hey, I got a landline coming in over here at the base. And this is KD2FIU, and I'll pick up the call in a couple minutes.
Clearly, would you like to talk anyway? I'm almost home. You have a good day. And two said you see.
W2VL repeater.
Calling your audio was very, very, very attenuated, very low, not readable. KD2FIU. EIO, KD2FIU. Yeah, it can come up a little bit more. You've got probably audio is around half strength right now. I heard the confirmation, but the audio is really not strong enough to sustain contact.
Okay, KD2EIO, 273, see you there for your signal audio. KD2EIO,
AC2LA.
listening.
K2KNB.
C2EIL listening.
This is K2KNB. I got the EIO. I missed the prefix.
Can I make what you call, Dick? Because I'm having a little audio problem. I'm having a little problem with my microphone there.
Yeah, my call is K2KNB. And on yours, I missed the prefix. I got the EIO. I didn't catch the first part of it.
KC2EIL.
Okay, I do think we've spoken before. The call is, the EIO certainly is familiar. And I'm thinking you haven't been on the repeater for a while.
Yeah, QSL there. No, I'm having a little problem with my microphone there, and I was just wondering if you can have a clear copy on me there. Over.
Yeah, it's a clear copy. What, you know, I don't know what your mic problem is, but I think when you first gave your call, you might have been speaking before you pressed down the mic button. But your last transmission was fine.
Yeah, QSL, well, you see, it's like, well, I haven't been on the air in about a couple of months because I work nights and stuff like that, so I'm just wondering what's wrong with my equipment there, so I'm getting ready to switch mics there, but I guess if you can hear me, I think the microphone might be all right there. Over to you.
Yeah, it does sound fine. You know, again, what happens is sometimes you just don't get the button pressed down. You know, I'm honestly much better with my right hand than I am with my left hand. So, things like that. But no, you're doing fine.
Thank you, KC2EIO. So, again, so I'm forgetting to press down the KC2EIO for ID there. Because when you haven't done something in a while, and I'm left-handed, it's a little cumbersome to remember how to work the radio. Over to you. And the name is Arthur on this side.
All right, Arthur, my name is Richie. Yeah, well, that's what happens. And for example, right now I'm holding it down with my pointer finger, but sometimes I'm grabbing it with three fingers. And, you know, you just have a tendency sometimes to release. But with this repeater, when the repeater's been quiet for a while, you need to just hold down the button. The push to talk, wait a second, and then begin to speak. But, you know, it's fine. You're doing fine.
Yeah, thank you, Richie, there. Cause, well, because we were just a little wondering there, because, you know, when you have your equipment on, and QTH is at Mount Vernon over here, and he said, oh, now what's wrong? Over to you.
Yeah, no. You're up in Mount Vernon right now?
QSL.
Well, you're putting a real good signal into the repeater. However, on that last transmission, you started to get a hum. So I'm wondering how your power supply is doing.
Yeah, it's probably, I got to check on the power supply. Well, you know, it's been a while since I operated my equipment there. And maybe the power supply is maybe breaking down over filters, you know. You never know, you know?
Yeah, well, you definitely have a hum now, and I don't, you know, I wasn't, I guess, listening attentively, but I don't think I heard it in the beginning. But you definitely have a hum coming up now.
Yeah, QSL there. Okay, we're going to shut down there. We're going to 73 and see if we got to turn this equipment off and see what's the matter there. It's KC2EIL on your finals.
All right, very good, Arthur. It was not on that last transmission. So, but just check out all your wiring to be on the safe side. All right, have a good day, KTKNB.
Tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.